I want to get Mr. GPS in here for the last couple things in our show. Mr. GPS, first of all, we have to get an update from you concerning your prior commentary from the last show. So let me get the soundboard to bring you all in. Mr. GPS.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now, you mentioned last week that you had a crazy lady coming after you, trying to blame you for hitting her car or her rear view mirror. And we have an update on this?
Oh, we do.
We have an update, Mr. Cortez. And please, would you mind reading it, sir?
Oh, I will.
You're going to love this, Cortez. Get ready for it.
Yes, at about, let's see, what time was this? Oh, at about 1:50 p.m. this afternoon, my manager sent me this letter. It says, "Hey, sir, I hope that this letter finds you well. Please print the letter, sign the bottom, and return to me as soon as possible. Thank you, sir. Drive safely."
That is his government name. Just don't use it ever again. Anyway, continue.
Yes. However, it says, "An investigation of your collision on March 10th, 2015, in which you allegedly struck another vehicle side mirror while operating on I-295 South has been completed. The collision has been rated non-preventable. The collision was recorded in the company's safety records, but will not adversely affect your safety record. Over the past months, you have demonstrated safety awareness and your drivers. We expect that this non-preventable collision will reinforce your continued caution and use of defensive driving techniques. Safety is our number one priority. Sincerely."
Aha. Uh-huh. So, in other words, you have been vindicated.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Or as one famous attorney used to say, if it doesn't fit, must acquit.
You must acquit.
Oh, yeah.
He's been having fun with this all day. I mean, when you hear this guy talking, it was just like Christmas in July. So Cortez, please, you obviously, we all remember the story from last week. So give me your opinion.
I knew he was going to be vindicated, man, because this woman drove about 20 miles past the accident scene to track him down, man.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she was fucking crazy to begin with.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm glad it worked out the way it did, because she was trying to get compensation for the accident by any means necessary. That meant throwing Mr. GPS underneath the bus. She would do so to prove her point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know,
it's just crazy. It is crazy, but you know what? I'm going to play this, and this is for Mr. GPS, because I know how he was feeling, so soundboard.
All right.
That's right. We're going to hear that again. Let's do it again.
All right.
Uh-huh. That's how GPS was feeling. Come on, let it out, sir. You're holding it in too much.
Yeah. Look, the real deal is this. Yeah, I'm a professional driver.
Yes.
And the common saying amongst my trucker friends is that I'm not a geek off the street.
No, you're not.
I do this thing very well, and I have for quite a while.
Yes, you have.
And if you're going to single me out for some shit, you better know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Words to live by with Mr. GPS. But please, please, do the Matthew McConaughey for us just one time.
All right.
There you go. That's all I wanted to hear. All right. Or as the famous man said it himself.
All right.
There you go. So applause for Mr. GPS for vindication for that. Because, you know, it was a pain. Because he doesn't deserve that kind of stress.
Yeah. Guilty until proven innocent, huh? That's how we working, huh? Okay. Before me, there was many. After me, there would be none. I am the one. Uh-huh. Okay. I see how we playing. Yeah, I get it down. Anxiously, the public can't wait. Niggas had to have it way before its release date. Jigga get irate, press get it fucked up. Took me 1.8, but I had to get it straight. Get the CD, 12-inch vinyl, get the tape. Jigga give it food for thought, dog. Get a plate, I get it down. Get it crunk when I get in a state of mind. It was mine, it's mine, nobody get the take. I don't bend, break, fold, scratch. Scroll down my mental Rolodex. See these words, I just don't know. I know stress, drama. Niggas upset my mama. Arrested, put in a line. I'm trying to put this in my armor, but I'm a survivor. Plus, I'm livin' than most. Out on bail, 50 thou, still riding with toast. I ain't trying to collide with folk, but I don't want folk taking Jigga for joke. I guess your niggas is woke. Good morning.
No, you can't touch me. Trying to charge me, but I'm not guilty. I've got all of my mommy. Tell me what y'all want from me. I'm not guilty.
I see how you're coming at me now. I'm cool. I'm not the snitch. I don't go to the cops to get rich. I go to the block and pitch. I go with the Glock and click. I go with the pop. I'm sick. I go with you hard. I ain't gonna stop for shit. Look in my eyes, dog. Right in my pupils. If I'm your rival, why would I have to do you? Fresh try to throw dirt on my name. Disturbing my game. Seem happy when they heard he was a brain. Glad he's indicted. Got big money, big lawyers to fight it. Just like Cochran, cocksuckers. You never see me boxed in. Y'all all know it. Jigga's a fighter. Plus I'm claustrophobic. Back on the streets before you know it. I'm a word, niggas. I heard you, niggas. I'ma dress each and every one of you. Cocksuckers, fuck the white press, the block lovers. Hip hop forever, B.I.G. is here. It's all the Tupac covers.
Above us. You can't touch me. Try to charge me, but I'm not guilty. I got all, all of my mommy. Tell me what you want from me. Not guilty.
Okay, you on my radar. I got you too, bitch. Got lame bitches trying to fuck with my case. Same lame bitch I bust in the face. Honey just mad I gotta fucking replace. Plus a birthday pass without me even touching my safe. I ain't gonna lie, the head was sick. But what we need to do is put that mouth on a better bitch. You heard the rhetoric. Jigga hit me over the head with a champagne bottle at the bar. Can he buy me a car? Nah. How do y'all equate your pain? Will it all go away if I bought you a range? I got one or two of those. Nothing gon' change. For nothing else, you gotta live with yourself. Try and line hold. Cause I ride on the road in what most would describe as a rose. No, that's that continental team. The only car that fit intercontinental me. Not guilty.
No, you can't touch me. And you wanna charge me when I'm not guilty. I got all of my mommy. Tell me what you want from me. Not guilty. Touch me, nigga, you can't touch me.
Jigga Kelly, not guilty.
Said Jigga Kelly, not guilty.
I got all my mommies.
And I got all my mommies.
Tell me what you want from me.
Let's go from Vindication to a little bit of fornication. Fornication of what, you may say? Liqueur fornication. And that is, of course, the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous. Champagne Dreams, Caviar Nightmares, and alright, alright, alright. And we are here with our... our muscular Matthew McConaughey himself, the round mound of sound, Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
All right. So, of course, after all this, you definitely need a victory drink. So, a salute to you, whatever your choice of your weaponry is this evening. But I wanted to share with both of you, and this is kind of interesting. I saw this on our buddies at liquor.com. If you want to find out some nice mixes, some different types of whiskeys, whatever you're into, liquor.com is the place to check. But do you know, gentlemen, that there are 7 of the most bizarre alcohol laws that are in the United States as we speak. Now,
sorry, say that again?
There are 7 laws in the United States that are very bizarre that are concerning alcohol.
Really?
Yes, there is. Yes, they is. Yes, they is. Now, let me just start off with what they say here. Now, the United States has always had a close but strange relationship with alcohol. Many of the state laws that were established to regulate consumption of spirits throughout the country's history still remain on the books long after they stopped being enforced. Now, some states continue to be sticklers. No booze with your votes, pay-as-you-go drink ordering, bans on cold beer, you know, stuff like that. So we're going to get right into this here. The first one is no tabs in Iowa. It's common for most people to leave their credit cards with the bartenders so you can get a few rounds and everything, but you can't do that in Iowa. The Hawkeye State prohibits running a tab. Now, it sounds kind of crazy, but they enacted this to protect business owners from the old shady Patron drink and dash.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken a drink, Mr. Cortez, and then just left?
I don't roll like that, but I guess it must be issues in that particular part of the world
and country that do that. In Iowa, the Hawkeye State? Yes, sir.
Must be some serious stuff going on, but I'm just to say, man, I'm not going to leave any kind of fucking money. I don't leave no type of tip.
No tip, no card, no nothing. Okay. Well, now, the next one is the Oklahoma has a warm beer law. Oklahomans, any percentage of beverage that has 4% alcohol by volume can only be sold at room temperature in licensed liquor stores. That's a real oddity. But now, this is one that I think might catch GPS off guard. Moore County, Tennessee. What is the home of Moore County, Tennessee, Mr. GPS? You should know this.
Moore County,
Tennessee. Oh, geez, don't tell me you don't. All the much you talk about this drink and you don't know.
All right, let's start in the center. Let's start with Nashville.
No. We get right to the point here because, of course, with time constraints, sir. Apologize for that.
Hey, man, hold on.
Moore County, Tennessee is a home to a distillery. Which distillery would that be? The most famous one you can think of.
Oh, that's got to be in the east. Lebanon. Got to be over towards Kentucky.
Come on now. You got 3 seconds.
What's that town? Right outside of...
3 seconds. What type of drink?
Whiskey.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking for. Whiskey.
Okay.
Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
It's made him more... Come on, man. What type of an alcoholic are you? Jesus. Come on, man.
tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el sol. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción.
Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal de la sabor.
Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, mi amor.
Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
All right, point is, Moore County, Tennessee is the home to the Jack Daniel's distillery. It's also a dry county, which means up to a few years ago, you were served a glass of lemonade at the end of the tour. Fortunately, new legislation has allowed visitors to have a tiny taste of the legendary whiskey when visiting the facility. Mr. GPS, you might be out of luck if you want to have a taste of it. They might stick you with lemonade. Serious, man. Especially since you didn't know. I thought that was going to have been like right off the top of the head, Jack Daniel's.
Do you drink Jack Daniels? I don't think you mess with Jack Daniels.
Chattanooga and get you.
But Mr. Cortez asked you, do you drink Jack Daniels?
Yes, I do on occasion.
All right, fine. All right, well, either way, we'll get back to that. We'll let you go on that one. But now, let's get to the happy state of Massachusetts, where it's not so happy during happy hour. Everyone wants to duck out of the office early, you know, to get some discounted drinks. But if you're in Massachusetts, the Bay State forbids businesses from running happy hour specials as a public safety measure. We'll go from there to Georgia. Georgia has this nice little love-hate relationship with beer. The Peach State has no law against drinking in public. That means residences and visitors to Savannah frequently enjoy a cold beverage in city squares and parks. And, of course, we got to go up to South Carolina. Up until 2014, you couldn't purchase alcohol on election day in the state of South Carolina. The law, which was once common in many states, harkens back to the late 1800s when polling stations were often set up in saloons on election day. Back then, the ban was meant to deter candidates from bribing voters with free drinks. And then we'll do the last one here, which is the state of Utah. Now, Utah's quote-unquote Zion curtain rules may be the most bizarre. In an effect to keep children from seeing alcoholic drinks being prepared, the state requires restaurants to mix or pour drinks behind an opaque barrier. The Beehive State restricted drinking laws can be attributed to the Mormon Church, which bans alcohol amongst its parishioners. You going to be visiting Utah anytime soon, Mr. Cortez?
I don't think so, bro. Yeah, I haven't. Utah's a little bit outside my comfort zone, as you might say. Yeah.
But those are kind of weird, like little types of laws that you see. You never think that they're still on the books, but you know, being a liqueur connoisseur, Mr. GPS, I needed you to get this information. So, what kind of an advice do you give when you have certain types of rules here on the books? Lay down and pass out. What is it, GPS?
GPS, where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you, GPS?
Oh, my God. Mr. You're GPS.
You're lost in action again.
Check your mute button.
There we go.
Oopsie. That's probably what it was. In a nutshell, since we're in time constraints, sir, how do you feel about these different laws in different states?
Hey, look, it is what it is. They had to make up a law for the people at the time and, you know, what they were doing, how they were carrying on. And, you know, archaic as they may be, they're still there.
So you have a little bit of a little animosity to some of these laws. But that's understandable. Totally understandable.
Anytime it starts to get a little micromanaged, I start to get a little...
Okay.
Like, come on, man. Seriously, look. I just can't get a drink. Really.
Afrojack, Buda, vamos a ver si esto despierta los Langrami. Maldito alcohol, dulce tormento, que tú vas afuera, ven pa' dentro. Maldito alcohol, dulce tormento, que tú vas afuera, ven pa' dentro. Dale. Mami, yo te veo ahí con tus amigas y todas también ricas. discoteca que te dicen, oye mami, si yo fuera un mosquito, no, tú quieres que te muerda. Qué manera de comer miércoles.
For the end part, how are you celebrating your victory tonight?
I grabbed the bottle. I grabbed the first bottle of vodka I could find.
Jesus.
I poured it into my Reader's Water ice cup full of ice.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. He's starting already. Happy summer. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this to happen. Read it with a kick.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me guess. Cherry flavor?
Lemon.
Oh, excuse me. You used to be a cherry guy, but I guess it depends on the liquor.
Cherry, lemon, mango, Florida orange.
Oh God.
Fruit punch.
You could go on and on. Okay. Well, either way, it's a well-deserved celebration. He's still going on. Jesus. It's well-deserved.
And wild black cherry.
Can you imagine all these flavors just in one table and him just like going one by one, Mr. Cortez?
Yeah, man, that's a paradise. I don't drink. That sounds like a paradise. I don't even drink.
Serious, man. It sounds like that it would be a wonderful time for him, and I bet it will be. I totally bet it will be. So end this off. As usually, we would end this off. Mr. GPS, as usual, we thank you for your untimely knowledge, and we hope that we've had the opportunity to give you a little bit of info of what's happening in the laws concerning liquor. And, of course, everybody, we thank for you for listening to this segment here of Mr. GPS's Lifestyle, the Semi-Rich and Semi-Famous, the Champagne Dreams, the Caviar Nightmares, the Weird Liquor Laws, and all right. So, we thank you, sir, for that. But now, what we must do, because we all do have jobs in our lives, we must get to the end of our show, sadly. And for those of you that are cheering our end of our show, all I say is, fuck you. But right now, we're going to do the final thoughts with Mr. Cortez. So, soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
And to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Hey, my final thoughts for this week is just have a nice week. Mm-hmm. Weather's warming up. You know, try to get down to Reader's and get your water ice. It's a touch of spring, but non-alcoholic water ice. Because, man, I got a funny feeling. We're going to be getting a lot of emails about mixing alcohol water ice.
Oh, come on. What's the real harm in that? I mean, come on. Look at GPS. He's a liqueur connoisseur. He does his stuff responsibly. Correct, sir?
That's him right.
That's what gets me, man. Cause no one has really came out with alcohol. They have alcoholic water ice out, man, but they don't have like places to sell alcoholic water ice like that, man. You make a killing.
Oh my God!
Figured out how to do it,
Mr. GPS. I just had an epiphany. Why not create Mr. GPS's water ice?
Man, he ripped Rita's off to begin with, bro. You can't get away with that. That gotta be made from scratch, man.
Shit! What does it take to make water ice besides water and ice?
Yeah, you go ahead, man, and try that and see what happens.
I mean, look, if you had come into America, you had McDonald's and you had McDaniels. I mean, come on!
Then on top of that, you gotta get a liquor license, bro. Oh,
come on. That's why it's called a speakeasy.
Say that, GPS?
Yeah,
I could
do business. Hey, man, you want to take it back to old days. Speakeasy.
Come on, now. I remember that Dodge Caravan there.
Hey.
See? Beautiful times in the Dodge Caravan. See? You can make your water ice truck the Dodge Caravan. Damn! Have the freezer in the back. And I'm telling you, that's a side gig. Summertime. Oh, my God. Look,
man, if you do that, G, you know, it's going to be hard for me to come visit you in prison, man.
Why is he going to be in prison?
You're going to be illegal, man.
Oh, come on. Are there any laws in the books for water ice with a little kick? No.
Maybe you're selling it out a back of a house somewhere, man. You have a few problems may occur.
Well, let me ask you this.
See, that's going to be the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sell the alcohol. I'm going to give it away for free.
Well, excuse me? Wait a minute.
If you do give it away, make sure you give some out to the kids while you add it to, man.
Oh, my God.
No, man, the kitty truck, the kitty van is going to be a white van. The adult van is going to be the black van.
Oh, wait a minute. Why is everything got to be black and white? Didn't Oklahoma teach us anything?
I can serve you if you go to the black van, get the hell out of here. As a matter of fact,
uh-oh,
as soon as they legalize weed here in Pennsylvania, guess what?
Oh, my God. Please tell us.
We're going to have a black van, a white van, and a green van. How about that?
You hear this, Cortez?
Yeah, I hear it, man. But I'm trying to act as though... You see, I want to get myself involved because then I am considered as a accessory to this drama that he's telling us. I ain't trying to get myself in any kind of lawful situations right now, man.
Goodness. Okay, well, all right, that's Mr. Cortez's quote. So basically, in other words, have a safe water ice fun that's non-alcoholic. That's what you say.
Yeah, you want to get your ass locked up, man. Have you want to get locked up, you know, it's they can make it happen.
Right, that's right.
Captain, make it happen.
Make Captain. It happen, Captain. Your advice for the evening, your final thoughts.
Want everybody to drive safely.
After the water ice or before?
Before and after.
Okay.
And to those of you that think you're going to get your car fixed on my dime, hell no.
Come on now. Don't just say hell no. It sounds so rehearsed.
I just said it. Now fuck with me.
Ooh. Damn.
For you. I'm not going to be sucking. You understand? Here it is.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns.
That's right. I dig that. We appreciate everybody coming here. And, of course, you know, people, those who can will. Those who can't won't. And see, say, whether. Peace.